Proclamation number 6355 of 14th of September, 1955. Purpose of need, bonding with God. Whatever adversity you humans find yourselves in, I am always ready to help if you appeal to me for it. I don't close my ear to a call which is sent up to me from a believing heart, and I also take care of all those who commend themselves to me. But every adversity also has a purpose. To drive people towards me who still keep away from me, who have not yet found a close bond with me, who have forgotten me in the world's turmoil, even though they don't completely reject me. I will also cast my nets after them, and then hardship will have to bring it about that they push towards me. And I will not let them perish, I will help them. People can pass on all their worries to me, they can come to me with all their worries and needs, trustingly present everything to me and ask me to arrange everything for them. And wonderfully they will be helped. But how few believe this and entrust themselves to me with complete faith. And my arm cannot intervene to save where the adversity has not yet fulfilled its purpose, and I have to watch how heavily people carry their cross and can only ever offer myself to them as a cross-bearer. But not take the burden from them against their will. Otherwise it will have been completely pointless, and people will remain in the same spiritual hardship even if they have been relieved of their earthly adversity. Believe my words that I am only waiting for your call, that everything is possible for me and that I love you. And if you believe this, take refuge in me in every adversity of body or soul, who alone can and will remedy it because I love you. Bury every doubt, for it only prevents my love from becoming effective in you. Believe, and you will attain everything from me. But then also maintain the connection with me, for this alone is the purpose of every adversity, so that you will find me and want to stay with me, so that you will take the path to the Father and never depart from Him. For earthly adversity comes upon you for the sake of your spiritual hardship, and spiritual adversity consists of distance from me, of dead faith, otherwise you would go to the one who alone can and wants to help you. Let faith come alive in you and don't doubt my love and my might for a moment. And you will be guided through every adversity, I myself will deliver you from it. Amen.